The statements in this presentation have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Isagenix products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The weight loss and income testimonials cannot be guaranteed and should not be considered typical. An unpublished 2008 university study showed weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat burning system. As with any business opportunity, success depends largely on the individual's skills, motivation, and effort.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Leader Mentor Program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty, your host, and it is great to be here with everybody this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of fired up. I really am. Lynn has been my fuel to my Isagenix fire, and I just don't have a fire. I feel like it's a bonfire, because it's just, it's one of those things when you tap in, which Lynn's been talking about this week, and you listen, you learn, it fuels your excitement, you get rolling in your business, you do the things that you didn't think you could do, and boom, before you know it, you've got success. And Lynn, I know you've got something very special planned for all of us today, but I just want to, take a minute and talk about events, because I know that everybody that's listening in on this line, that when you're maybe, possibly some of you, when you're at home, it's kind of like that, you lose that fire, that burning fire when you're at home and you're back in your environment. And maybe for some of you, the kids, it's like you're going every which direction. And, or maybe you just don't have the environment that is supportive to you in building your Isagenix business. And then of course, when we go to events, we get all fired up. We get excited. We're rubbing shoulders with the Isagenix millionaires and people that are rising stars. And, there's just energy that's electrifying in that room. And there's no rah-rah, right? I mean, it's just electric energy. And you think, I can do this. I'm invincible. And like Lynn has referred to it, I'm 10 feet tall and bulletproof and I'm feeling good. And then all of a sudden you hit the plane, you fly home, you get home and you feel that excitement for like maybe a day, two, three, and then things kind of taper back down to normal. And it's like, what's my problem? What's going on? And it's really this call this morning and any of these calls are the fuel for your fire to keep your fire burning between events. On top of that, it's also those income producing activities that Lynn was talking about yesterday. It's following through. It's mastering those things that matter the most, right? And taking action, and that too fuels your excitement. So Meg from Florida, she asked me to share, because I've been fueling my excitement lately with Lynn, Mrs. Hagedorn, I just decided that, it was time to harvest some seeds I had planted, and I enrolled 3 new associates yesterday, and on top of that had a gigantic retail order. Now this guy, he wanted to, sign up, and I'm thinking, wow, and I'm not saying this to impress you, but to impress upon you that anybody can do this, that this guy placed a $3,000 retail order. Now who does that? But this guy did. And it's like just the possibilities that are awaiting you as you open your mouth, reach out and connect with people, it's endless. And out of the 3 people that I enrolled yesterday, now only one came in on auto ship. And Lynn, you need to kind of feed us a little bit on closing the auto ship, because if someone makes up their mind and they don't want auto ship, that's just the way it is. But the 3 individuals that I enrolled yesterday, 2 were seeds that I had planted back in December and the very beginning of this month. So it took literally 7 weeks for one to enroll and 3 weeks for the other to enroll. So following up and patience in this business pays off. So with that, I just I know that, Lynn, you've got a beautiful piece for us today. As many of you know, Lynn Hagedorn's been with us all week. Five-star Golden Circle, five-star Crystal Executive. And I don't know about you, but I'm on page 5 of my notes out of all 3 mornings that she's been on, and we still have 2 mornings with her today and tomorrow. So with that being said, good morning to you, Lynn, and welcome.
Well, thank you, Kirsty, and congrats to you. That's incredible. I love that. And that's from seeds that were planted, and that's what we've been talking about. It's planting those seeds and cultivating in a harvest, and it's having the patience to do that and having that vision and knowing you have to be a round-world thinker and to know that there's something beyond that horizon that you can't see, because this isn't the type of business where you put in that effort today and you're guaranteed that the person will come back and call you tonight and say, enroll me. It just doesn't work like that. And So you have to build it with intention. And that word is something that we talk about all the time on our team, intention and making a decision. And you could have done a lot of other things yesterday, Kirsty, but you chose to follow up with those people and look what happened. So I think that's incredible.
I met with coffee with one of the ladies, and she was just so fired up, and she's a nurse. I mean, you know, and so when I was talking about adipose tissue, the toxins in adipose tissue, and we only met for like 20 minutes. But she's just like, you know, listen, can you give me the defining differences between Isagenics and any other product out there? I'm like, absolutely. You know, so we just chatted for 20 minutes. And, you know, of course, we enrolled her last night. She wanted to talk to her hubby about it. And boom, you know, there was urgency in it. I said, what are you doing tonight? Because we only had 20 minutes to meet. And I said, what are you doing tonight? You want to talk to your hubby? Okay, well, get back to me tonight. I'll be up late. And we ended up enrolling her last night at like 10:30 at night. So it wasn't even, it was like, I left that door open. I'm like, I expected to hear back from her last night. So that was another thing too, that had I just been like, well, let me know this weekend, I would not have had that third enrollment last night before midnight.
No, we have to be intentional with it. And then they hear that we're intentional and that we're serious about it. And I'm sure when you were talking to her, your belief poured out of you, Kirsty, and that fuels their excitement to want to try it. And you know, I know we talk about autoship, and, you know, I think it's important with any sort of objection to relate, always relate. And I think most of the time we can. You want to be authentic in relating to people. So if someone says, you know, I just don't know if I'd have time to do this, Lynn, I'm so busy, how can you relate to them saying that? Most of us can, and say, oh my gosh, you know what, I can really relate. I thought the same thing, but this is what I've found. So relate to them immediately with autoship. I like to say things like, you know, Kirsty, I want to share with you the benefits of autoship with Isagenics. Because if you're like me, you're thinking autoship, oh my gosh, I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. You know, you get the autoship with the pantyhose that never stop coming. You can never get a hold of anyone. You can't get a hold of a real life person. You're in a telephone tree forever. And all of a sudden, month after month after month, you have this bill on your credit card that you can't get rid of. Guys, everybody can relate to that. Everybody can. So just put it out there and say, I've just been so impressed with Isagenics customer service. They want you to have success with these products. They want you to have results. But I also want you to get the best deal. And you're able to save 10% on AutoShip. So placing your order with an AutoShip is going to save you money. And I want you to get the best deal, Kirsty. But this, I will absolutely stand by. Not only are you going to get great customer service with me and also with the company, but you get to day 20 with these products, and it's not a fit for you. I can help you with that. We can get an exchange. We can get a return. You don't need to keep your auto ship coming. I just want you to know that. But without these products, it really is about, you know, eliminating those toxins from your body and really replenishing and feeding your body the best nutrition possible, and knowing that you're going to have additional products coming when yours are gone is going to make sure that you continue with that process towards health. And, you know, really, you guys, it's a few sentences. It's a little bit of a conversation for them just to relax a little bit. And I really think that that's it for a lot of people, Kirsty. I think they're just so afraid that they're going to get stuck with something that they don't want, and it's going to keep coming. They can't get a hold of anyone. It's never going to stop. I mean, don't you think? I mean, do you hear that a lot too, Kirstie, with things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Because they don't want to be in this loophole. They don't want to be like forced into buying something. It's interesting because it's like the commercials on TV where it's like, if you call in the next 20 minutes, mm-hmm. we'll give you these two items plus, you know, a lifetime supply of blah, blah, blah. You call because it's the good deal, and yet you receive that package every single month, and boom, all of a sudden you see a $14.95 charge on your credit card because you had to pay for your shipping initially, kind of a thing. It's like, it is, it's the crazy, you know, deception that right. some companies do have out there that people think, I don't want that happening to me. And it is, it's that wall.
So I really try and bring the human side back into it and to know that I do care and that the company cares, and we want them to get the very best deal on these incredible products. And to let them know that not only can they call to change their auto ship, if they want to change the products that are in them, but they can access it through their back office. And I would say 9 times out of 10, having that conversation, hearing the tone of my voice, because, again, it's about know, like, and trust. Most times people will go with it, but some simply won't. They just won't, no matter what you say. You give the best auto ship presentation of your life, they're just not going to go for it. But that's typically what I do. But I think the relating part is important with any sort of objection you get to price, to time, to auto ship. You know, is this network marketing? Is this like, you know, fill in the blank, other companies that they know about? Is it a pyramid? It's just important to relate and say, you know, how you initially thought of it, but why now you see that it's different because you're in Isagenics. And I don't know if that would be helpful to talk about tomorrow, but I could maybe go through some objections tomorrow, Kirstie.
Sure, that would be great. Love it.
Fantastic. Well, I shared with you all yesterday that one of the things that I am so passionate about in Isagenics and in network marketing is really painting the big picture, I call it. Really casting that vision. Because when we're talking to people out there in the marketplace about our business, And this is really going to be about a business conversation. You'll see that I weave the products in and out. But for those of you that have, you know, gotten on this call or listening to this podcast because you're wanting to know, how did this woman go from zero to 5-star Golden Circle so quickly? I clearly have been leading with the business. And one of the things that I've learned in my career is that if I do lead with the business, I find my product users. Because in sharing the business, I'm sharing the products. I mean, how can one go without the other? So if I'm sharing with you the whole thing, the products and the business, then I may hear from you, you know, when the business is just not a fit for me right now, but those products you talked about, sign me up. I need to start feeling better. I mean, I had that happen yesterday. She's like, well, I really want to try those products you're talking about because I could sure use some more energy, and I'm definitely not sleeping, and I could definitely stand to lose a few pounds. I mean, I heard that conversation yesterday. But I planted all those seeds with the business. So who knows down the line what will happen. And one of the quotes that I love, and just to thinking about this from a business standpoint here for a minute, and just to help you kind of get in your business head, I love this quote by former Secretary of State John Foster Dulles. And he says, "The measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it's the same problem you had last year." And what I love about that is that in this business and in this profession, we give people the opportunity to start again, you know, to decide, to have a business that's their very own. Because we, of course, know that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and somehow expecting a different result. And I love that piece of it and knowing that I can be an offer to someone to share with them a business that can fit right alongside what they're currently doing, even the busiest of busy people. I loved being an occupational therapist. I loved it. I loved the people I worked with. I loved the surgeons that I worked with. My patients, it was so rewarding. But I had no time. I had no time. I mean, juggling everything, trying to get my kids where they wanted to go. And it really just took someone opening my eyes and saying, you know, Lynn, if you built this business alongside your job in those nooks and crannies, those little predetermined holes in your day, your life could look different. And all of a sudden, you could get some of that time back. So I really learned early on to paint a visual picture for people of what that looks like. Not just talking about the money that can be earned, but painting a picture for the lifestyle. And that we all, of course, know that money doesn't buy you, you know, buy you everything, but it buys you time and choices. It isn't everything. But the time and the choices is absolutely priceless. So this is where we can really help people take ownership of their life and of their future. And that's definitely what I did 8 years ago when I found network marketing. And I think, where else could I have gone? Here I am, a woman in Blair, Nebraska, a town of 7,000 people, building my business from home. You know, initially I was working full-time. My husband was working a three-state sales territory, you know, juggling that with three children. And I went, wow, to be able to build a multi-million dollar business from my home, my laptop computer, my Bluetooth and Skype and Twitter and Facebook and all those things, I think, wow, it's just up to us to cast that vision. So the opportunities for all of us to build a multi-million dollar global business have never been better, never been better. So and when you're taking your notes today, take little sound bites of what I say, because I'm telling you, I am not the creative one that came up with all this. I am the best copycat out there. But isn't that the best part of network marketing? I mean, you want to listen to as many opportunity calls as you can. You want to go to as many opportunity meetings as you can. Anytime there's a podcast where a leader is sharing the opportunity or a webinar, be on it. Be the one taking notes, because you're going to capture sound bites that you're going to use in your presentations, when you're going through the flip chart, when you're going through the PowerPoint, when you're sitting with someone at coffee, when Kirsty was talking to her friend at the coffee shop. Those are sound bites that she's learned through the years. So, again, thinking about it like a multi-million dollar business owner and really taking ownership of that and taking what you want from this and then leaving the rest, just taking those little sound bites. I heard the other day, and I loved this one, so I've been repeating it, but, you know, you have the opportunity to build a multi-million dollar business with Isagenix that costs you a meal a day. Because, again, when you're talking to someone, many times they're lumping Isagenix or your network marketing business into a corner of what they believe it is. And so I'll say, you know what, it's probably not what you think it is. This isn't one of those businesses where you fill your closet and garage full of stuff and then have to be the product peddler to your family and friends. It's not like that at all. We just show people a new place to shop where they can replace their nutritionally bankrupt food with some of the most nutritionally dense food ever and feel better than you've ever felt. It's important because otherwise people walk away from the conversation thinking it's like something that they've already experienced. So it's important for us not only to tell them what Isagenix is, but also what it's not. But about the timing right now and the opportunity we have right now and why I think there's never been a better time to be building your business and really, really playing full out, full throttle, is because successful people always focus on momentum, regardless of what's going on politically, socially, or economically. And let's face it, you know, there's a recession going on out there. It's tough. People are really, really watching their dollars. And people will say, oh, Lynn, you know, how's it going? Your business, it has to really be rough. It's tough out there. It's tough economically. It's probably hard to sell things. And I'm like, you know, it's actually amazing for us because we're just showing people how to redirect dollars that are already in their budget. You guys, we have products in our Isagenix catalog, in our quote-unquote store, right, our own store, our own business, in product categories that people are buying already. We don't have to convince them to add money into their budget that isn't already there. Do you know how fortunate you are to have that? I mean, it's one of the reasons that I chose Isagenix. It's very important to be able to have that conversation, and it's the conversation I have over and over and over all day long. Because when I hear the time, the money objection, I can share with them, you know, do you eat? And of course they start laughing, you know, and I'm like, yeah, of course I do. So I can show them, you know, what an Isagenix shake costs, but the nutritional content they're getting versus what they're already eating. And when I combine the income opportunity attached to it, I can say, you know, you're going to turn an expense, what was once an expense, into an income. It's incredible. So when people say, oh, man, the recession, I can say, no, because we're just showing people how to redirect the dollars they're spending already in these product categories, turn those expenses into an income, right? And maybe start having an income that they never thought possible that we've been talking about before. So it's both of them together. Redirect the spend plus it's attached to an income, which is right now a need that people have. So many of the biggest wins have occurred in, you know, economically challenging times, recessionary periods. That's what we're in. So there's never been a better time to take self-responsibility of your own financial future. So you need to ask yourself, and then also the people you're meeting with and reaching out to, are you merely surviving or are you thriving? Are you just making ends meet? Do you feel like you're, you know, on that hamster wheel, spinning, and somehow don't seem to get ahead? Because what causes me to leap out of bed every day is to know that this is the type of business, this profession is the one place that I can get paid what I'm actually worth. You know, it's not me having to get my master's degree before I can get a raise. It's not waiting for the person above me to quit or unfortunately lose their life to actually get a promotion. I mean, guys, think about that. We're in a profession where it doesn't matter if you're 18 or you're 80, if you have your GED or your PhD, if you're a male or a female, it doesn't matter what race you are, it doesn't matter. What matters is do you want it and how bad do you want it? And I love the diversity in Isagenics and to see the success stories at all different ages and genders and nationalities. I love it that someone can come to an event and say, you know what, I can too. It's a level playing field. And to know that here we are in some of our toughest economic times of our lifetime, and to know that we have an opportunity that can absolutely propel someone forward and to take them further ahead than where they are now from a health standpoint and most definitely a financial standpoint. There has never, ever been a bigger recruiting pool for associates and for customers. Health and wealth are necessary, and they're what people are looking for. It's a need. It's not a want. It's a need. The recruiting pool has never been wider and deeper than now. Those in the past who had no interest in our opportunity are looking at it now. And I remember that, like in the economically booming times, like 2005, you know, I was building in network marketing, and I remember just people like throwing their credit cards across, like, sign me up, you know, with these huge orders and not even thinking twice. It's not like that now. It's harder. People don't have the credit on their credit card. It's a different time. Those people that were thriving back then in their careers, and they wouldn't look at it because they were so busy and they were succeeding in their corporate world, are now thinking, oh, wait a minute, I really need to take a look at this. You know, I was speaking with an orthodontist a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, it's tough. He said, families are waiting to put their kids in braces. It's hard. I've heard that from dentists. My mom's a dental hygienist. Guys, those people out there are looking for something. Just because they have a professional career doesn't mean that they're not looking for an opportunity or looking for additional income, because they are. They are, and they're concerned, and they're worried about the future, and they're not sure when things are going to turn around. We have the answer. We have the answer. So it's up to us to paint the big picture, to be a visionary, and to cast a vision for them and letting them know, this company could be the answer. And, you know, I learned from Mike Dallaire, loved him at ICU, and he said that one of the things he says is, can I share with you what works for me? Can I share with you what's worked for me? I love that. Would you be open to hearing what's worked for me? And then you can start, you know, they say yes, you can set up an appointment, you can share with them right then what's working with you with the products and how the business works. But some of the things I talked about, I talk about with people, and maybe some little sound bites that you can take when you're talking to people, is technology. And I've mentioned this on several calls, but it's really been something that's really propelled our team forward. And I know for people that live in areas that are either very dense and it's just hard to get around, like New York City, but it also really works in areas like Blair, Nebraska, where it's very rural, is the business, the whole concept of network marketing has changed dramatically with technology and how we are connected with people. Because one of the other objections, and see, a really good presentation touches on the five or six most common objections. And one of them is, I don't know enough people. So if you mention to them, one of the things I love about this business is how we are really able to leverage technology. And I say, you know what, I'm really busy. I know you're really busy. You could be doing so many other things right now than to be talking to me on the phone, you know, or meeting me for coffee. We are so busy. But what I love is through the internet and cell phones and cheap long distance and FedEx and UPS and Twitter and Facebook and Skype, we are so connected. And you have the opportunity to build a global multi-million-dollar distribution business from your home, from your laptop computer, from your cell phone, from your telephone, through technology. And to say, you know, I'm sure you realize this just through using that technology and going about your daily work and your business, that every person you know knows 200, 500, 1,000, 2,000 people that you don't know. And when someone experiences incredible results on a product, which they do in Isagenix, it becomes so emotional. They're so excited about it. They post it on Facebook, and then they start getting comments. What are you doing? What are you doing? People start sharing their excitement about the business. If they refer two people to Isagenix, they get that product introduction bonus, right, on their Visa debit card that comes from Isagenix, and they think, my goodness, I'm loving these products, and I'm essentially earning them free through my product introduction bonuses, just sharing with other people a new place to shop just like I did. You guys, paint that visual picture for them, because they're thinking, time. I don't have time for another quote-unquote job. So make sure you're connecting the dots in a way that people are really getting it, because I'm telling you, they're coming into every conversation with preconceived notions. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to fill up my house full of people and make brownies and give a presentation and, you know, pop in a videotape or CD, and I don't know if I want to do this, and I don't know if I have know enough people, and, you know, I don't want to be pushy. And sometimes I even say that. I'll say, you know, before I started in this, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I've gone to school for so long, and I went and I got my master's degree. I love what I do. I've always considered myself a professional. And then I'm going to start in this business, and I live in a small town, and my boy's going to be playing baseball, and I'm going to go over to the bleachers and sit down, and they're going to say, oh no, here comes Lynn Isagenix, and scoot down to the other side of the bleachers. And they start laughing, and I'm laughing. You guys, just relate, because that's what they're thinking. So I tell that story. I can't tell you how many times I've told that bleacher story. And I'll say, you know what, that's what I thought. But you know what? It's not what it is at all. Because it's not like that. It's not bombarding everyone that's around you with what you're doing, because we're so connected through technology. And that you can tell one of your neighbors who tells a colleague, who tells one of their neighbors, who tells a friend, and that's how it goes, and that's how it goes. Who knows someone in Toronto, Canada, who signs up someone in Sydney, Australia, who has a friend visiting from Hong Kong, and they've got a new associate in Hong Kong that flies over to Taiwan on business and shares with someone there. And you think, wow, here I am, this woman in Blair, Nebraska, thinking I maybe had 12 people that would want to do this business with me or use these products. And all of a sudden, I have a global business of people loving these products, redirecting some of their food dollars to some of the most nutritionally dense food they've ever consumed in their life, feeling better than they ever have. And I have a network of people, with some sharing just a little bit with some friends here and there, maybe some sharing a little bit more, earning a little bit more, maybe enough to get their products at a discount. I have some that you know, like to attend events and will occasionally work their business. And then I've got some people that say, you know what, I believe this in this enough. I'm going to work this part-time. But, you know, and maybe a handful of people that say, this is full-time for me. I'm going all out. You guys, it's so important for people to understand that you don't have to sign up 70 of your closest friends. What I love about this industry is the concept of leverage. And it starts out with just a few who share with a few, who share with a few, who share with a few. And all of a sudden, that four people become 16. The 16 becomes 64. If you're willing to give it enough time to learn the skills to be successful. So think of those stories that you can share with people where they'll relate. Oh, yeah, I don't want to be that person. You know, I don't want to be the pushy salesperson. I put it right out there, and I can see them just start to calm and to feel at ease. I want them to know that our product makes sense, that if I'm sitting across from someone or I'm talking to you on the phone, I want you to know I'm a businesswoman. I'm serious about this, and if I have a business proposition for you, I want you to know that it's timing. It's timing, and the products fit really great in the marketplace with what people are wanting. The product makes sense. We have so many products, and they're all consumable. This is so important. When they go down the drain, if it's the skincare or the body wash, every time you can say to yourself, cha-ching, right? They go away. People come back for more. People are taking the shakes. They're eating those every day, our wonderful Ionic Supreme, and they're cleansing. You know, it goes through their body. It goes, you know, it goes like cha-ching because they come back for more, right? Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful thing. Think about those people that sell something that's not consumable. I mean, that was my husband. I mean, he sold furniture, clocks. He worked for one of the largest clock manufacturers in the world. And when I really got this concept, I said, oh, no, honey, you're in trouble. I mean, how many families really need a grandfather clock? Honey, you're only as good as your last sale. So I also share that with people, that we have a product that people love, that people want, that people need. When they experience the results, they would never want to stop taking this product. So it becomes a residual business. Think, if you don't have someone in your family like your husband, like I do, that has sold something that wasn't consumable, you know, for someone in car sales, they're only as good as their last sale. For someone in real estate, they grow their business through referrals and other referrals, but how often do people need a new house or need to sell a home? So they're constantly having to go out there and get new, constantly having to go out there and get new. And I can say, you know what, the time and effort that I spend today in my Isagenix business, the time I spend on the phone, the time I spend sharing this, the product and the opportunity and following up, I get paid on next month and next month and next month. And I let them know, there's attrition. Of course there is. There's attrition in everything, but there's those that stick, who share it with those that stick. And if I'm willing to put 10 hours of my busy, busy week in building my Isagenix business and really focusing on purposeful, intentional, income-producing activities, and there's four other people in my organization that have decided to carve out those 10 hours out of their week, I have the opportunity and the potential to earn on 50 hours of earning power. Guys, are you telling people that? Tell people that. You've got to paint that picture. You have to cast that vision so that with everything that you're saying, they're like, oh, okay. I mean, when I get people on a three-way call, I remember thinking of one, this was probably about a year ago, and she was in real estate. She was in another state. A friend of mine got her on the phone with me, and when she got on the phone, she said, okay, now Linda told you I'm not interested, right? I said, she did, but thank you so much for getting on. I mean, what a nice friend, because you're in real estate, right? And she said, yes. And I said, so you understand the importance of referrals, right? And she said, oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's our business. I said, well, this is going to really help you in being that referral source for your friend Linda. So I'm just going to guide you through a few things of, you know, why now, why this company, why now, and how the products work and why we're growing and why we're seeing the success we're seeing. And that way, when you're out there and you're with your family and your friends and somebody says something that triggers something in your mind, oh, my friend Linda and her Isagenix business, then you can refer them to her. And she said, absolutely. So you guys, I just started sharing some of these things that I've just been sharing with you. And here's what she said at the end. And I can't tell you how many times I've had this conversation with people. Because I always start, even if I'm at a coffee shop, I'll say, you know, Kirsty, I know this may not be a fit for you, but as I'm going through this information, I just want you to be thinking about some of the people that you know or that you've talked to that this could be a perfect fit for, okay? Because I know it may not be a fit for you. You've got to do that because people won't listen if they feel pinned into a corner, if they feel pushed into a corner. They will stop listening. And maybe if you're talking for 15 minutes, they've barely listened to you. Why? Because they're concocting their no story. They're trying to decide how they're going to tell you no. Oh, my gosh. How am I going to tell Linda no? And how am I going to avoid her for the next 6 months? Because I really don't want to do this. But I gave them a way out in the very beginning. You know what? I know this may not be a fit for you. That's totally fine. We'll go about business as usual. But as I'm sharing this with you, you may know just the person that this is a fit for. So then I'm even talking third person, not even about them when I'm sharing the information. So here's what that realtor said at the end. She goes, huh, well, I know I said I wasn't interested in the beginning, but now after hearing all that, I think I need more information. I think I might want to do this. Okay, how great is that? That's like when you're doing the happy dance in your office. You're like, woohoo, you know, running around and skipping around. But I can't tell you how many times that has happened. You guys, be relatable. Be real. Put yourself in the shoes of those people. No one wants to be sold to, but people love to buy. They don't know what they don't know. So put their mind at ease. You know, if you're on a three-way call, let them know, you know what, it's just information. We're not going to ask for your credit card. I just want to share with you what I'm so excited about. I know it may not be a fit for you, but you may know just the person. So back to some of these points. Technology, the products make sense. They fit squarely within the health and wellness market that's booming right now. People are needing that low-volume, dense nutrition, you know, where they're getting high-volume, nutritionally bankrupt food now, right? That's what they're getting. So we have a solution to a crisis. The redirective spending, turning in, the expenses into an income. I often talk about the science behind Isagenics. I mean, truly, research, science, the scientific advisory board, all the other scientists. The health blog, isagenicshealth.net, that has a science tab. I mean, we don't try and hide anything, the product ingredients, how they work, and I let them know. I don't know if it's my medical background or it's just being an information seeker or analytical by nature, but that was important to me. I didn't want to build a business that was hype. I want to build a business on substance and that we have a real product that works for real people with real results. So you guys, we thrive in economic uncertainty. Do you feel that? Oh my gosh, I get so excited. I love what I do. There has never been a bigger recruiting pool for people, their skills, their talents, their experience. I mean, I was talking with someone today that she was talking about this guy that's in sales, and he just wanted the best of the best of the best. But he's exhausted, and people aren't buying properties right now. And she said, Lynn, when he really gets it, like when he really understands what we're doing, he would be one of the top superstars. I said, I know. So some of those people take a little bit longer, maybe a few more exposures, talking to a few more people, getting them on another three-way call. But when they get it and they see what Isagenics is and they realize what it isn't, they're going to say, sign me up. Sign me up. It will take you higher to a higher level faster. Remember, we thrive in economic uncertainty. So you can work full-time at your job, and you can work part-time on your fortune, on your future with Isagenics. That's what is so much fun. So a home-based business doesn't take a large amount of money or bank financing. And profits are so much better than wages. And to let someone know, this isn't Isagenics or your job. This is Isagenics and. You can fit this in right alongside, because I think sometimes people are thinking that too. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the things that are going through your mind when you're talking to people, right? So keep that in mind when you're talking to them and to say, you know, what it would feel like to go to leave the 1099 world, or leave, I'm sorry, the W-2 world of being an employee and moving into that incredible 1099 world of really, truly owning your own business and owning your own life. So we can compress a lifetime of work, if you choose. Remember, to live by the slight edge, doing a little bit every day, because multiplied over time can lead to massive success, you can compress a lifetime of work into the next 3 to 5 years. How does that sound? You know, in my first 5 years in network marketing, I made what would have taken me 40 years as an occupational therapist. And you guys, I'm no different than you. Remember, Kirsty told you, I'm that shy, quiet woman from Blair, Nebraska, who had never built a business in my life. I'd always been an employee and a healthcare provider. I love people. When I decide to do something, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, but did that juggling a family and a husband that traveled a 3-state sales territory. And the thing is that's in a company that's not even like Isagenics. Isagenics has everything. It has the systems I never had. The compensation plan that pays people from the very, very start. I love that I have an offer for someone where I can show them how to make money today. I show people how to make money this week. So if you're willing to roll up your sleeves and get to work, do you have a burning desire to succeed? So I had a friend text me. She listened to one of the recordings from a few days ago, and she said, Lynn, you're shy? And I texted her back, and I said, Jennifer, you know I'm shy. And she said, no, I know. I'm just kidding you, because I know you are, and so am I. She said, what do you think drove you then? Since you're so shy, what drove you? And I didn't even know how to answer that. And I texted her back, and I said, I guess I really just wanted to win. And when I say win, I mean succeed. I saw for the very first time in my life that there was no glass ceiling, that the sky was the limit, and that our family could have something that we've never, ever had. You know, we have an RV. We love to camp. And a few years ago, I was able to retire my husband because of this wonderful profession of network marketing. So, you know, he's mid-40s, loves to camp. We love family. And we camp during the week. And I remember my husband saying, you know, Lynn, what a blessing. We're able to take our kids camping during the week, as many weeks as we want during the summer. And we get to hang out during the week with the retired people before we're retired. How great is that? I want you all to know that you can have that. It may not be camping for you, but I think, wow, isn't that true? I did make some sacrifices, and I exchanged some things to build my business and to move my network marketing business up the priority list, but boy, has it paid off to have the life and the lifestyle we have today, to really truly own our life, to be raising our 16, 13, and 9-year-old ourselves, and to have the choice to be with them and spend time with them is absolutely priceless. But you have to think of this business as a professional, or are you an amateur? Are you an amateur at Isagenics, or are you a professional? Because I'll tell you what, I made a decision to go pro the day I joined, even though I didn't know anything yet. Here's the difference. If you're an amateur tennis player or a professional tennis player, what's the difference? Sometimes not a lot in skill. There's some amazing amateur athletes. I'll tell you the difference. Professionals get paid. So make the decision to go pro in your Isagenics business, to do the daily do that will get you paid, that will build a team, that will inspire others to maybe go beyond what they had done before, to cast a vision so big and so strong that they know that they can do it too. And Kirsty, you talked at the beginning about events. They're just non-negotiables in my mind if you're going to be a pro. Non-negotiable, whatever you have to do. I mean, start a jar for celebration, putting money and extra coins and bills in there so that you can go. Because here's the deal. Sometimes people say, take notes for me, bring the information back. I'm like, no, that's not it. It's not it. It's how you feel when you're there. And you see all the success stories and the people from all walks of life, all over there succeeding. And you sitting in the audience and all of a sudden feeling it well up like you've never felt it well up before. And you saying, I'm doing this. I'm coming back with a different title. I'm coming back at a different pay level. I can do this. One of my leaders in my organization, three-star Golden Circle, Kim Graham, she told me, she said, you know, Lynn, going to New Year's kickoff did it for me. She said, I was excited before New Year's kickoff. She'd already built a great business. She was on her way. But she said, in that event, sitting in the chair, she said, I started to get tears in my eyes because I could just feel the difference in me. And it was where Isagenics went from my head, my excitement in my head, to in my heart and into the core of my being that I knew that I had found my home. So you guys, you have the opportunity to position yourself in a business where you have the solution to a major crisis impacting the masses from a health standpoint and a financial standpoint. You have the opportunity to do that. I have never seen anything like this. I've never been so impressed. So I'll just leave you with this. What's possible? The sky's the limit. Thanks, Kirsty.
Wow. Fantastic. I am so excited that that you covered all that you did today. And I mean, just building belief behind what we have, your verbiage with AutoShip, planting seeds, following up, asking for referrals and being straightforward that, you know, you always want to provide people the back door that this might be for you, this might not be for you. But as I'm sharing you know, why Isagenics? Be thinking of great people that you think would be perfect for this and ask for the referrals. That was a golden moment for me today. And one of the things, too, is that I've had some requests. And let me actually open this up because there's some listeners that are listening in right now that would love, love, love for you to share a little bit more on overcoming objections maybe tomorrow.
Yes, we'll do that.
And also maybe getting into, you know, how you converse with those referrals. Like if you get a referral from that real estate agent that you were talking about, where do you go from there? And some, you know, from hello to closing that conversation with your referrals.
Okay.
And giving people ideas on what to say, how to say it. Cause you just showed how to get a referral, but you know what, you know, as far as what do you say when you actually call that referral, that would be awesome. And I think that one of the things too is just being concise when you're reaching out to people, knowing that you have a very important message and you're asking them to take time to listen and you don't want to waste their time. You don't want to go on and on. You want to get directly straight to the point to, you know, honor their time and that they're giving you. So just that concise note, being concise, if you can touch on that tomorrow, that would be awesome.
I just took down all those notes. Will do.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Lynn. We just love and appreciate you. And for everybody that listened in this morning, thanks for being with us. And of course, as always, this recording's been recorded. It'll be posted to the isagenicspodcast.com website. And don't forget about the calls tonight. We have two great calls on the product training. It's going to be Jim Rhodes. He's going to be covering the fiber snacks and going over why fiber is so doggone important in your diet. And, you know, we talk about the order basket, that if your order basket is larger, your BV is more and you cycle more. But yet at the same time, that larger order basket improves health, vitality, and results, which helps retention. So join us on that product training. And then following that, we have Dr. Ted Brooks with us. He's going to be kind of reviewing 12 key products within our product line that is absolutely crucial for maximizing results during the Isobody Challenge, and really for anybody for that matter. So these calls are back-to-back. They start at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and run for 1 hour, two calls in that, within that hour. So join us, same number and PIN is today. And thanks again, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.